Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Here we go. Off and running on a Tuesday on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us. Coming up, the Lions going to Baltimore and make a statement last night. We've got NFL futures coming up in 20 minutes. And in 40 minutes, it's that time of year. It's a Tuesday. It's the middle of the football season, so D-Day and Double D are going to give us their takes. We'll decide if we agree or disagree, have some baseball as well. I'm Michael Jenkins with you as we are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Even though Tuesday we don't have football, we still have football like in our midst, because obviously I'll have my teaser Tuesday later today, and I'm already seeing the promos for Sunday Night Football, which is the Cowboys and the Packers. And they are using Post Malone's Better Now as the soundtrack. And you're like, wow, they're really going to play this up, aren't they? So I'm sure we will hear about the Micah Parsons trade about 15 times during Sunday Night Football.
Oh, my God. I woke up this morning and I was getting ready for the show. And I logged on to X. And the first thing I saw was something similar. It wasn't necessarily for Sunday Night Football, but it was a picture of Micah Parsons, the rematch back against the Cowboys. So already, this is going to be hyped. I mean, it is going to be awesome to watch. I can't wait for it, but the hype is not going to stop. It's just going to be full bore throughout the week.
Yeah, it's just like he's a defensive player, and as opposed to, I almost equate it to like the Luka trade, and like obviously when Luka's playing, he has a big part of the offense, and like we're gonna see him a lot, so I wonder how much like they're gonna key in on him, because obviously he is a difference maker, but I don't know if it's gonna go into the handicap for me. Like, do you do like a Micah Parsons revenge game saying he gets a sack? Like, I don't know if that's enough for me. Like, he tries all the time.
I mean, like, as much as you can be motivated in an NFL game, like motivation on top of motivation, I guess this is it. I don't know if you can come up with a bigger scenario. So this is a guy who goes max effort on every play. It's not like he takes plays off, but I feel like if there's a time to bet it, this is it. But also, don't you know how many people are going to be on this bet? It probably is going to be cost prohibitive.
I don't know. Like, I'm not somebody who bets on defensive props because I think they are tricky. Because sometimes he can really get after a quarterback, but it doesn't result in a sack. It's like a quarterback hurry or a hit. So it's not a world that I have explored just yet, but I'm sure a lot of people are getting into it this week.
Yep. You know, we're going to talk about it here on the show. Everyone else is going to talk about it. It is going to be exciting to see, and the Cowboys are definitely going to be shorthanded, especially on offense. We're hearing now that CeeDee Lamb is probably not going to play this week. Jerry says he may go on IR, so that's going to hurt them quite a bit, and their defense does not look great. So could be a big day, big night for Micah Parsons. A pretty good night for us. You want to talk about your bets?
Well, it was good night for you. That's how you can say it, Jenks. I went 0-1, had Sam Laporta over 44.5 receiving yards. He had 4 catches for 33 yards. I basically needed one more catch. But the crazy thing about this game is that Jared Goff only had 202 yards of passing. Like, I expected Jared Goff to throw the football a lot more, but the Ravens could not stop the run. So most of the receiving props for the Lions were no-goes, including Sam Laporta. So that's an L for me.
No worries. Couple dubs for this guy, finally. Off to a good start. Normally, I start off slow, and then I'm just scratching and clawing to get it ahead of the game, and sometimes it's like a nice finish to the week. So it's nice to get off to a good start, finally. Braves run line over the Nats. Braves win 11-5. I also had the over in the Lions-Ravens game, set at 53 and a hook, and the Lions, of course, win 38-30. As for the Dogster, no pick yesterday, but he will be back today after expressing his love of Moby Dickies in Hendersonville, Tennessee, right there where you are located. So for the week, you're 0-1, I'm 2-0, and the Dogster still 0-0, but that will change by the end of the show. So let's get into what we saw last night on Monday Night Football. The Lions over the Ravens, 38-30. The Lions getting 4.5 points. They are plus 195 on the money line. Again, total set at 53 and a hook. The over hits. Jared Goff gets it done for Detroit. 22 of 28, 202 yards, and this touchdown in the third quarter.
St. Brown in motion. Goff for St. Brown. He is there, and he's got it. Touchdown, Detroit. What a throw and catch.
All calls courtesy of ESPN. I'm glad we cut out that audio because we should not be able to air that here on the radio waves. St. Brown, 7 receptions for 77 yards and that scoreboard. This was a total team effort by the Lions on offense, and they put it away on the ground.
Now Montgomery, he's going to break. David Montgomery is in for the touchdown.
Knuckles getting into the end zone. Montgomery, a huge game. 12 carries, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs, 22 carries, 67 yards. Couple scores as well. The Lions score on drives of 98 and 96 yards and bully Baltimore at the line of scrimmage, outrushing the Ravens 224 yards to 85 yards on the ground. Detroit, stand up. What a performance.
Yeah, what a performance from their offensive and defensive lines, because this is not something I expected either, to see the Ravens get pushed around at home on their own turf. Like, would you imagine a game in which Derrick Henry only rushes for 50 yards? Like, it's crazy to me. And the fact that every time I looked up at the screen, one of the running backs for the Lions was just running wild. So this is a huge red flag for the Ravens, where we see them give up a bunch of points to contenders. And I understand these are tough offenses to face when you face Josh Allen and when you face this Lions offensive line. But still, this is the measuring stick that you need to measure yourself by, because, you know, you're not going to be playing the Browns in the postseason for the AFC Championship game, or at least I am assuming not. So when you can't hang with these other contenders in the NFL, like, it has to be troublesome for the Ravens.
Yeah, this was, I don't know how I want to look at this, and I think it was the physicality of Detroit that surprised me most, right? Like, going into the game, the handicap was there's a lot of offensive firepower. The Ravens in particular had some injuries with Kyle Van Noy out. Madubuike out for
something
so,
like that.
Yeah. I looked it up a couple days ago. I want to make sure I got that right before I said it. But those two guys were out, and these are two guys right up there, you know, a linebacker and a defensive lineman right there at the line of scrimmage. And so those guys are huge for the Ravens. So if you're wondering why they weren't as physical, that has something to do with it. But even then, the fact that this Lions team was pushing around Baltimore in this game was the one thing that surprised me, because I thought Jared Goff would be tossing it around all over the place. And the fact that they just kept handing the ball off, handing the ball off, handing the ball off, and it worked was something you don't normally see. Baltimore's teams are sort of built on being the more physical team. That's kind of their brand. That's the city of Baltimore. But it was not the case last night.
Right. And you also watch the Ravens offense. You're like, how does anybody stop this rush attack? And then you see them in the red zone, and there's like simple play calls, and, you know, things just kind of fall apart, which, I mean, they didn't fall apart completely, because obviously they still scored 30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Points. Mm-hmm. But when you have to win in a track meet, every single touchdown counts. Obviously, you have to do all of them instead of, you know, settling for field goals. So when you see a backfield of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, you'd think that this team can outscore just about anybody, but it's not the case.
No, not at all. And I just thought that I love the Lions' game plan going into this game. And can we now, even though it's early, maybe shut down the idea that the Lions won't be able to perform on offense because Ben Johnson isn't there as offensive coordinator, because now it's John Morton who calls the plays for the Lions. And it's pretty clear that whatever he learned, or he was definitely a part of the Ben Johnson experience or the Ben Johnson orbit, he learned enough where he can absolutely take advantage of the pieces that Detroit has on offense, because whether it was being aggressive on fourth down or running some trick plays or misdirection, they looked awesome.
Yeah, they were running some of the plays that Ben Johnson ran last year. So it's very obvious that they kept some of the plays around in the playbook, which they can, you know, and they still have the pieces, which is the main thing. So they still have all kinds of weapons. And when you have running backs that are breaking off huge runs like that, like, it's just, it's really hard to stop, because when David Montgomery needs to take a break, oh, you give it to Jahmyr Gibbs and he's going to, you know, run a knock off a big run. So it's just a really good offense, and the defense held their own, I suppose, against the Ravens. Still, I suppose you gave up 30. But again, when you're talking about these contenders, it's how much are you making of your chances in the red zone? And the Lions were the better team last night.
They really were. And I love how aggressive they were. 3 of 3 on fourth downs. And that fourth and two conversion, I just love that play call. I love the trust in Jared Goff, where it's a fourth and two near midfield, and you think they're probably going to run it. The Ravens are up the line of scrimmage expecting the run, and Detroit had been running it all night long. And what happens? Jared Goff throws a perfect pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown to pick up that first down to keep the drive going. And to me, this is just another mark in the side of Jared Goff is a very good NFL quarterback, and I feel like he gets derision again and again and again. So he didn't put up the big numbers last night, but in big spots, he was crucial to go along with the rest of the offense.
Yeah, even though he got 151 yards from David Montgomery on the ground, and obviously when your run game is working that well, it takes a lot of pressure off your passing game. Like, your point is well received, but I'm looking at Lamar Jackson, and he's probably thinking, well, I wish I got more than 50 yards from Derrick Henry. And also, I guess he could look at himself, you know, because he's one of the leading rushers as well. But, like, I think it starts and ends there. You know, when you can't get the run game going and you have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, like, that's disappointing.
So what's going on with Derrick Henry? I don't say he's washed, but I will say that after running wild against the Bills, he's kind of been held in check. He's now fumbled in 3 straight games, couple in the fourth quarter now. And listening to him after the game, he was saying, yeah, I'm not going to lie, this is really tough. I don't normally do this. And if you look over the course of his career, particularly in the fourth quarter, I think he has 2 fumbles in his last 136 games. This is not like him at all. This is a guy you rely on. This is one of the best running backs in the NFL and has been forever. Is he slowing down a touch?
I don't know about the fumbles, because that's obviously a different thing. But from somebody who watched Derrick Henry a ton in Tennessee, I will say this. He is not the best at the line of scrimmage. If he doesn't have a hole to run through, he's not the best at, you know, jittering that speed, you know, off a dime. Like, when you watch these other running backs who are really quick, and they're obviously a different type of running back than Derrick Henry, if the line is crowded, like, they can find holes. Derrick Henry is at his best when he gets through that first line. And when he has, like, some speed or some room to really generate some speed, it takes a while for him to get going. And also, when he's on the goal line, he doesn't have the best hands as a receiver. So everybody and their mom knows if it's going to him, like, he's running the football. So I'm not saying it, like, limits the playbook. It's just, as opposed to some of these other receivers who can, you know, catch it and do some other things in the playbook, Derrick Henry is a little limited in that sense. And I do feel, like, blasphemous even saying any type of criticism on Derrick Henry, but it's there.
No, it's, and he admits it. He's like, this is not like me. He does need sort of a head of steam generally. And once he does and he gets that, then, you know, he's going to run over you or he's off to the races, because certainly he still has talent. There's no question about that. I also wonder, too, what this is going to do to John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, because they keep fighting against this idea that in big spots they falter, in big spots they falter. And you know what? It's not necessarily wrong. Whether it's on Coach Harbaugh, whether it's Lamar himself, if you go back to their playoff history, if you go back to that game against the Bills, week one of this season, if you go back to last night, what we saw against the Lions, where, you know, huge moment, you're at home, you take on a team that absolutely has the talent to win the Super Bowl, your favorite to win, and then, you know, at the end of the game, Ravens got a junk touchdown, but this game was over. They were dominated by the Lions, and so this is just... this is just another mark against the idea that when they need to be at their best, they're unable to do it.
I do think that if you're going to lose these games, lose them in the regular season. Because, like, this is still a contending team. Like, I know we're pretty down on the Ravens right now. But it's still a team that's going to have a chance against the top contenders, especially in the AFC. And I will say, if there's a silver lining, it's the fact that Mark Andrews appears all the way back. 6 catches last night, 91 yards, including a catch in the end zone that looked very similar to the ball that he dropped in the postseason last year. So I'm glad that it feels like he has his juice back.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about what will happen if the Lions win this game. Will their odds shorten? And as we thought, yes, they certainly have. To win the Super Bowl, Lions now 10-1. To win the NFC, Lions now 5-1. And to win the division, they are 2-1 in the NFC North. A very impressive performance in one of those marquee games that we get early in the season. Coming up next here on the show. So we have wrapped up 3 weeks in the National Football League. How do we feel about some futures in pro football? We'll talk about those next. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. I'm Jinx, she's Chelsea. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.